say, the municipal courses, the private courses, they were always off limits. So we ended up making a, say, three putting hole diamond, like a baseball diamond. Either you could set it up for four, and you would just putt the ball toward the holes. There's no specified distance, anything like that. Usually it was through rocks and bricks and everything else. A lot of fun. I just imagine some of those kids could have been the greatest putters in the world if they'd been able to put on a real green.
Yeah.
You know, like if you can, I see the golfers going through this bit of removing a piece of pollen off the green almost, you know, but sweeping it clean. The only way we could have gotten our green clean was it would have had to been the fact that somebody had to come in with a grater and mash the place down. But I used to bank balls off of a fence. I can remember the one putting hole we had was right at the base of a fence that was made out of 2x4s, and you got real good if you could bank the ball. It's like shooting pool, but the only thing, you had a greater distance than a small ball.
Mm-hmm.
Got pretty good at that too.
Mm-hmm.
That was always what's called a trick shot. That was always a winning shot if you could make one by banking it and another fella made it by shooting straight in.
Uh-huh.
It was a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
I didn't ever play very much, say, cards and card type games. Card games were taboo in my house because my mother was such a big Christian and she didn't believe in playing cards.
Mm-hmm.
Most any gambling type game, she associated dominoes with gambling. I think it might have been because usually the people that you saw sitting out, even now I pass by certain areas and you see people sitting out front playing dominoes, which is obviously a good pastime. But it just wasn't the type of game that you associated nicer people with playing. You know.
I get it, yeah.
That was sort of like the game that you always, it was synonymous with going to a pool hall. That was a pool hall game.
Yeah.
So we didn't play dominoes, very many card games at all. I think the only card game that I learned how to play as a kid was Old Maid, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Game.
Yeah. Like
but I know when I went in service, people were playing pinochle, poker, and other various card games, and I was sitting there ignorant, not even know how to play. Of course, I learned how to play a few card games after you watch them for a while, if you're apt enough to pick them up. But that might account for the reason why now I don't play card games, unless that's my last resort. I don't care who it's with. Chess was something that I learned to appreciate after getting grown. I didn't ever know what one chess man was from another one.
Yeah.
That was sort of like more of an aristocrat game. You just didn't find, even right now, people in certain classes play chess. You don't find everybody playing chess.
That's
chess
true.
Is more of an intellectual game anyhow.
Yeah, that's true. What about checkers?
Yeah, we did play checkers. But not, we didn't play checkers on Sunday either.
Is that right?
No.
Not on Sunday.
No games, not no baseball, no golf, none of that business on Sundays.
What did you do on Sunday?
Well, Sunday was usually from Sunday school to church service, after church dinner. It was very quiet.
Uh-huh.
Not very many things to do. Sunday was usually spent in preparation of going back to school. Of course, if you go out of school during vacation season or holiday, that was another thing. You just ended up either having some makeshift games that would be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet games.
Yeah. Did you ever play any, like, knife-tossing games?
Yeah.
What do you call those?
I believe we use them.